Welcome back to Dice and Salt. I'm Lady Toast.
And I'm Lord Richter.
This week we have episode 161, Bushwhacked, which makes me think that the guys are going to Australia, but that's not really what happens.
No.
It's just always that word always just reminds me of Australia for some reason, and I'm not sure where that connection came from.
Well, I believe Crocodile Dundee referred to the outback as the bush. But I thought that was an African thing, but I don't know.
It might have been Crocodile Dundee. I don't know.
Well, there were two movies.
I say that. Yes, I've seen most of both, but never the full thing of either one.
Oh my goodness. How can that be?
I'd catch them on TV and I'd have missed like the first half hour or whatever.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the land of streaming, you can look those up now, and I bet some streaming service has those.
I'm sure they do. Good Lord, these are old movies. Amazon. I could watch them on Amazon.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can add the Three Musketeers, the Disney version. The Disney one. You can add that to the list.
Okay.
And while you're at it, watching decent movies, you can add The Magnificent Seven, the original one with Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen, James Coburn, and Charles Bronson, and I can't remember the other guy's name that's in it now.
Okay. I don't know what movie you're referring to, so
it's a western. It's one of the great westerns. It was based on a Kurosawa samurai movie. Okay. The Seven Samurai. And
my dad was very into westerns, and I just couldn't.
This one, I'm telling you, this one is different. This one's different. You'll be okay. Hey, it has Eli Wallach. You're good to go.
Is.
Oh, you're hurting my soul. We need to stop this now. We need to go on to the episode because I'm getting bushwhacked in the heart.
Look, I only did this because, I mean, if they're out of ideas, then I'm out of ideas, right?
That's true. I did love the FTP thing. I didn't quite catch what Matt said FTP stood for, but I was with Joe. I was like, file transfer protocol.
I know that's a way to send files. I don't know specifically what it does, and I hesitate to ask because I know you know.
It's just a transfer protocol for transferring files, and
FTP does what it says on the tin.
Literally, that's what it does. And they use it for big files.
Mm.
Yes, file transfer protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then there was the discussion about the strange spot on the map called the Garden of Lead.
Garden of Lead. Was that what? It was something on a map?
Yeah, it was on the map. It's the Garden of Lead. And apparently there's a rundown for it, but no reason to go there.
Oh.
According to the book. All I thought of is Garden of Lead. We always plant, but never sow. Because you shoot them and put them in the ground.
Oh, okay.
Garden of Lead.
No, I get
lead.
It.
They
I
talked
get it.
About
I get
this.
It. Bullets. Bullets. Yeah, I got it.
Even they made that kind of a joke. Shit. Okay, folks. This is it. I've officially exceeded my capacity to be humorous.
Now you have to deal with me. And my stupid sense of humor.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, and then we had a recap of Thalias clinging to the broom as they were talking about how high do you fly in the trees.
Right. I was just thinking of like, I don't know, for some reason, Kiki's Delivery Service came to me, but no one actually holds on to a broom in that. It's just her and her cat. But for some reason, that's what I thought of.
Okay, I could see that. When you said that, I got an image that, you know, matched with that.
Yeah. And, okay, brooms of flying, right? They never do they describe what they look like in the description of these things at all?
It's just a broom. Like a witch sits on a broom and flies in the air. It's just a broom and that's how you fly it, like a witch.
Okay.
Like
every
just
time
literally
I think
the way
things.
You see it in popular Halloween culture.
But that's not how I see it in my head. It's not one of those brooms. It's a shop broom. It's got the really wide brush. that's because I would.
Okay.
It's not. They're not okay. In the right place, right? But that's where I think you would put your feet. But that would be in the weirdest place because you'd be bent all the way forward. But in my head, they're always shop brooms.
Yeah, well, at least they're not the motorcycle like brooms from frickin' Harry Potter.
Oh, right. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of those.
I'm like, oh, it's a broom. Okay. And then they show them and it's like, oh, look, and we put our feet here. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Look, but a lot of the brooms in the first couple movies were brooms, right? They didn't have all that extra stuff. I could see if you were in like that kind of a world that people would want stuff like that they could put on them. So I don't see
like little horns and bells and tassels.
I guess if you really wanted to, I could see it, but it doesn't.
I mean, for that matter, you might as well, you know, have a magical card you can stick in the bristles so that, you know, sparkly glitter shoots out of the back of your broom as you zip around.
Hell yes. I am the shooting star witch. Just.
You're the glitter queen?
I am.
And you're just going to glitter all over everyone's face, whether they want it or not?
That's not how I would put it, but sure. Anyway, they bypass this horrible pond, which we will never hear from again. So,
right, which was absolutely going to have horrible screaming doom.
Yep.
And then
I do like Joe making they keep going after Tom in lately, like with his. In this instance, like, you know, the spell slots like from the teleportation. It just makes me laugh.
Yeah, I love the greater teleportation without air.
Yeah. It's like you could have done it in one, but no. It's like, and you had more spell slots than he does.
Right. And then he screws it up twice and ends up in the place where you can't get to unless you're not trying to get there.
Yeah. Which would have been amazing, by the way. They absolutely should have stayed there.
Stayed there for a second and checked it out, and then Tom goes, God, fine, I'll take over. Boop!
Yeah, no, that would have been awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love the description of the clearing, too. You come to well, it's not a clearing, but the trees aren't there, and there, you know, but there's an overhead, and it's got all this stuff. Well, I guess it is a clearing. I guess he said it was fig something, and... I don't know. I just was like,
I guess.
It formed a spider web of branches and vines and stuff. I knew it was trouble.
I mean, obviously, like I immediately was like, okay, well, so we're fighting these things again.
I actually thought it was going to be some sort of spider plant thingy because that just seemed like a thing.
Yeah.
I just heard someone blip in on us.
Hello, Alex.
It's too bad you're not recording right now because that would be a gem we could have, but now it'll be lost forever.
Is he gone? Oh, damn it. I was hoping he'd stick around for just a second longer. Like,
is he gone? Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, it's a bummer he's not feeling well.
Yeah.
Okay, mentally. Got to get back in the feel here. Yes, we were talking about the description of the clearing.
Yep.
And I said I thought it was going to be a plant spider thingy.
Yep. I just assumed we were fighting more viber vines.
I thought that's a vine thing could be a thing, but I was after that. Barometz. I was like, there's going to be another big plant critter, you know, thingy, whatever it is. It's not going to be something we've seen yet.
Yeah.
But I actually thought when there was the mention of the creeper vine, I was like, oh, creeper vine instead of some sort of plant spider thingy. I'm like, nah, Alex would never. And I thought it's going to be a goddamn creeper vine in there kicking their ass. I loved that Uhtred put the mask on.
Yeah,
from the Blue Gardens.
Good thinking. Like he's like, oh yeah, hey, this is really dense plant material. I have something for this.
Yes, I liked that. I love it when there's an, you know, you have an additional application of something you've picked up along the way.
Yeah,
and I love the thought on the. I forget the name of the staff. I can remember the description. An emerald sits atop it, and all that crap.
Yeah,
and it does the earth stuff.
Yeah, like move earth and.
Yeah, there were a couple others. Passwall, I think.
Passwall.
I don't remember. 100%. Like I said, I couldn't remember the name. But the callback to that, I was like, oh, and I was instantly thinking, okay, somebody's going to want to make like a ditch or something to give themselves more room to get under the vines, to not make contact with the vines or something. I was like.
Yeah, I don't think they could have had enough. I mean, I guess if they made it a long line. But
I didn't. It, to me, it was I saw it as a good thought, and real quick it was like, oh no, it's just for getting through dirt or something. I think Tom was the one who goes, yeah, it's just for doing. And I was like, no, and it's not exactly, but I was like, okay, but I really don't see a clear use here. But
yeah,
it was a clever idea, and I thought it definitely should have been explored further. It still might not have been the answer or even been used in this scenario, but was still good thinking. Really good thinking.
Yeah. No, I liked it. It was good. After that, I think Tom tries to burn the forest down.
Yeah, I've determined that our genus is in fact not human.
No.
Our genus is a goblin with the feet that makes him medium sized.
Is he a mind goblin?
And he is actually all about fire, because goblins are all about fire. And so that's why he's like, hey, yeah, let's burn down a fey forest. That's not going to bring down the enmity of all the fey that live here.
No. And I like how you just skated right over my comment.
What comment? What did I miss?
You didn't hear me at all. That's even better.
No, no, say it again. What did I miss?
You said he's a goblin. I'm like, is he a mind goblin?
Oh, I did hear that, yes.
You I did just hear ignored that. It. I assumed you knew where I was did. Going with that.
No, I did not. I did not. No? I didn't see where Toast was going with the mind goblin.
You don't know that joke?
No, not at all.
Mind goblin, these nuts?
Oh, there's where you're going. Got it.
I'm 12. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no. No, if you'd said mind goblin, these fiery balls, I would have been like, I see the connection. But these nuts? No, I missed that one. Sorry.
I'm sorry to all of the people listening. I'm 12, and I've never really gotten past it.
Yeah, well, I'm 13 and haven't gotten past that. But we're basically in the same boat, you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they talk themselves out of the fireball.
For now.
For now.
You know it's coming.
Yeah. It's Tom, and there's shit that can burn. He's going to launch it because he's a goblin.
Okay.
That's what he is. He's a goblin. He's an unusually sized goblin.
Mm-hmm. Goblins of unusual size. The grouse.
Wouldn't that be goases?
Gooses? I guess so.
They're That's the G-O-U-S's. Oh, God. Okay. Let's see. We got the loot from the dead elf.
They found another one of the search teams.
The scouts, yeah.
Yep.
This is Yonthras. What?
Well, there was the other thing was they followed tracks to get here, right? To get to the elf.
Yes.
But when they get to the elf, the tracks don't match the boots he's wearing.
Right.
And then I think the tracks continue on, which is, you know, odd.
Well, the impression I got is they were talking about it was like heavy footprints, and somehow they were linking it to a paladin that was part of the search team, is what I thought I was getting, unless I'm just totally spacing out. This episode, by the way, is one that some people have spaced out on. Zeno in chat, in fact, said, I can't even remember it. So I think that's what it was. Again, unless I've completely spaced on this. Getting back to Yonthras, that you speak with dead again, which was super cool. I enjoyed that they did that. Zeno did point out I got confused with speak with dead. I think it was last episode.
Where they spoke with the other guy?
Yes. Or the girl, because it was Bertie.
Oh, right. That's right.
Or Bert.
I totally listened to that one. I remember that.
Yeah. We paid attention. Yes, the wand can cast Speak with Dead over and over and over again, but the target of the spell can only be spoken with once per week at most. So my, hey, I'll just use it again thing, I think the D&D movie was in my head, and so I was thinking, oh yeah, they'll just hit it because there's going to be somebody else or whatever I was thinking. I wasn't being real smart about the thing. So Zeno pointed out that particular detail, which I had overlooked when I said, yeah, they'll just use it again. Because they couldn't for a week.
Yeah.
And that's a spell thing, not a wand thing. So anyway, I also wanted to mention that I really liked how they have been careful to say hey, we need to huddle. And then they go into player mode to talk about the questions they want to ask.
Right.
And then come back to character mode before they ask their questions.
I like how they use the spell first.
And yeah, that's even better.
And
yeah.
then figure out what... Oh,
and then figure out what they want. Yeah, yeah.
He's awake here. What do we ask him? I don't know. That's not a question for you.
Yeah, yeah. Alex doing his stuff in there, just it makes it better for me.
Yeah.
I like
it's fun.
But I do like that. They've done a good job of in and out, and they haven't had to say, well, I think Joe starts to say something, says, wait a second. That's not a question for him. That's for us, you know, as a team. And then, you know, he goes, we'll go over here and huddle real quick so we can, you know, talk player to player.
Uh-huh.
And I liked that without doing it. And then after the fact going, oh, well, you know, we wouldn't have talked like that in front of him. We wouldn't have wasted a question like that. It's much better that the way they're thinking ahead, and even the casting the spell and then doing the, hey, into player mode so we can do this. And then back to in character is to me better than the, oh, we didn't ever screwed up like that in the first place. Because even if you're, you know, I get the idea of, hey, I got like one or two questions I want to ask, but then they might answer it in a way that, oh shit, now I got follow-ups and I want to change what I want to ask.
Right.
So I like that they're being they've been very careful about that. And kudos to Joe for staying very careful about that. Because honestly, if all the guys that was going to run off on a loose cannon and, you know, turn it into utter shenanigans, it's Joe.
Of course. But they'd be funny.
So I really enjoyed that. And they get some good information from Yonthras. And then Alex has an especially good remembrance for them with make an int check. So that you remember there's magical traps that, you know, Yonthras knew how to get past.
Yep.
So I thought that was, you know, all that I think did really well.
Yeah. I did like that Alex didn't just tell them the information they knew.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's like, well, I told you this, but if you didn't write it down, I don't want to give it to you, but I also don't want you to miss the opportunity completely.
Yeah, the only bummer with some of that is in saying that, then of course you alert the players that there is information.
Something to be found here.
Something to be found here. So then, you know, they can start doing whatever. But this is the kind of information that the characters would not have forgotten about.
Right.
I mean, it's vital to their cause.
Yeah. I mean, even... I mean, for the characters, it's been like, what, an hour?
Right, exactly.
But
exactly.
For the guys, you know, it's been a month. So I never begrudge them that kind of thing. Although, and this is completely horribly hypocritical coming from me, especially, maybe take better notes.
Yeah, way to be sassy there.
I know, which is, it's incredibly hypocritical coming from me because I take horrible notes, and I know I take horrible notes.
Yeah, I admit it. Well, I've had in my home game sometimes because we play a few games on a rotation, so people have turns running and playing. And you know, sometimes I got to say, hey, I know this, I semi remember this piece of information, and like somebody's name, and I'm like, my character wouldn't have forgotten the name because it's someone he knew he was going to have to talk to again. But I'm totally spacing on it right now. So, you know, help me out. And, you know, that sort of thing, I think, is, you know, well rewarded. Or like in this case where the players are just spacing, but, you know, the characters would not have.
Right.
So, you know, kudos on that. You handled it well and the information came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love how we go into the end of the episode. But... we get to the point and Joe says, I guess there's only one thing left to do. And Alex cuts in smoothly with roll perception. And I'm like, oh, man, because what I thought was coming was roll initiative, because that was the only thing I could think of that was left to do. And then it's roll initiative next week.
Yep.
So we don't even get to know what the perception results generate. We know there's some initiative coming and, you know, we're back on track. So after last week's, you know, well, good job. We'll get back together and game some more next week. We're back on. Boom. You know, we're hitting that sweet spot. We got something coming up. We know something's coming next week. We got, you know, it's just, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. I like it. It makes it even funnier that last episode ended the way it did.
Did I write this down somewhere? There's a point, and I know we're we're basically at the end of this. There was a point where they said something about wet wood snapping.
Wet wood napping.
Snapping.
Like, snapping.
Yeah. There was a comment about it somewhere in the episode, and I don't remember where it was. And I was just like, wet wood doesn't snap, right? It'll bend and then kind of splinter.
It depends on what you mean by wet wood.
Well, in this context, I'm pretty sure it was just like green wood.
Yeah, right? green doesn't really snap.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I might drop this whole bit, but I swear they said something about, you know, wet wood, like a live branch or something, just snapping. And I'm like, that's not how that works. Like, I'm not an outdoorsy person, and I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
Was it when he was talking about, they were talking about Uhtred spotted the trail that was whacked into the growth to get to the Yonthras?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Anyway, it was one of those things that had come up, and I forgot to mention it when we were there. And
well, I think we talked about it there, so you could bring it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're right. If it's green, if it's fresh growth, then it wouldn't snap. If it's just wet, mm-hmm. like there's water on it, or wet in the sense like firewood can be wet and you got to let it dry, you know, for months.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or cure so that it, you know, gets the water out and then you can use it without, you know, having the water boil and explode in your fireplace.
But that's the fun part.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's really wet. Oh, I hear it sizzling. That's great. Kapow! Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's sap that does that kaboom, but whatever. Yeah, so in those senses, wet could mean, you know, it could mean a couple different things. There's a couple different possible meanings depending on what you're doing for it. But I think you are on the most obvious meaning in this sense. In this context.
Yes. All right. Well, that was all I had.
Yeah, that's all I had too. It advanced the story. We're marching along. We're trudging to Hammerrock.
Slowly.
You know, and they're handling it so far. And well, I might add. So I'm expecting things to turn sideways soon.
Oh, well, they have initiative coming up, so I'm pretty sure it'll go sideways next
week. I'm hopeful.
Okay, well, with your hopeful that things will go sideways, that's going to do it for us this week. You can find us and the players on the Inspired Incompetence Discord. Links can be found at inspiredincompetence.com. I'm Lady Toast.
And I'm Lord Richter.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Okay, hang on one second. I have to open the door because somebody's knocking and now opening the door and not paying attention to the fact that I'm recording.
Who is it?
Who is it?
No, I don't want a churro.
She's begging for money.
I want a churro.
Toast wants a churro. So you can buy Toast a churro.
Is Toast going to give me money?
No, Toast is not giving you money. Go.
How am I getting Toast a churro?
Go.
I got $5.
Go.
Will $5 get me a churro?
Well, not shipping. She's got to pay shipping and everything. That's like a $20 churro, unfortunately. All right, hey, close the door. Oh, God. Okay, now that we're back.